If you think you can't go from politics to the divine, Carol Gold and Steve Clark are about to take you above the fray. The only agenda here is to empower you to think for yourself, ask more questions, and trust your own truth. So now, the combination talk radio has been missing. Until now, Carol Gold and Steve Clark taking you above the fray.
Good evening. This is Steve. Steve here. Carol is unfortunately cannot make it tonight. So you have me. So I thank all of you for coming out and listening. I wanted to talk about something that I find fascinating, and I think it doesn't get discussed enough in the media. And that's just where we used to be as a nation and as a culture, being able to do things. I'll harken back to an earlier time. If you go back and you look at, for example, New York City in the 1920s, they built the Empire State Building from 1929 to 1931. They built the tallest building in the world in 2 years' time, at the time, I believe. And if you ever go into Manhattan and see the Empire State Building, it really is an architectural marvel. It's a fantastically beautiful building. It's a functional building. Anywhere you look in Manhattan, if you ever get lost, you can look up and see which direction you're going, north or south, east or west. And you can always use the Empire State Building as a reference point. But the amazing thing is that it only took 2 years to build. Compare that now to where we are. And you look at, for example, the old World Trade Center, which is now the Freedom Tower. And after the attacks on 9/11 2001, it took roughly 14 years to complete it. And it just got finished in 2015. I was there in New York probably about 4 months ago. And even if you go down there now, there's a tremendous amount of construction that is still taking place. It's not fully and officially complete. Granted, I know that there was an attack, and granted, there was a lot of rubble that needed to be cleaned up. But you would think that one of the most major and prominent attacks on U.S. soil would deserve a corresponding level of effort and of ingenuity on our part to build something majestic as a statement for the loss that we suffered and as a statement for the American spirit. But the reality is the spirit of America, in many ways, is no longer there. For us to build a building that takes 14 years, to me, strikes me as absurd. But then if you start looking about what happened in the building of the new Freedom Tower, it's pretty interesting. So first you had a claim by the buildings of what was a claim. Was it one attack? Was it two attacks? Was it three attacks? Were two planes different attacks, or were they one attack? And so there was a huge battle in the courts to determine the liability if it was one attack or two attacks. And then once they figured out the liability and the payment, which took years, then it took years to sort out, well, how was the site going to be treated? Was it going to be treated as a burial? Was it going to be treated as a construction site? And that took up a lot more time. And then if you looked at the design of the building had to be approved by the different parties. Now, I'm not saying these points are not important, but I'm just saying, think about the context of what we used to be able to build and what we can build now. And so we took a project that took 2 years in Empire State Building to one that took 14 years. And then once the final matter was approved to build the buildings, it took probably another 10 years to build. Part of that was getting the permits for the building, getting the approvals. It was a coordination between what the city laws are, what the state laws are, what the federal laws are. And so consequently, we end up as a nation that instead of taking matters into our own hands, we get burdened by a regulatory environment of what we can do and what we can't. And if you don't think this is a problem, I'll give you something even more pressing. The Hurricane Sandy happened in 2013, and roughly it decimated a lot of the East Coast. But what I want to talk about that I thought was interesting, it decimated large parts of New Jersey and New York. And what happened was the hurricane came, destroyed a lot of the houses, and instead of the people being able to go back to work right away, there was a measure by the federal government that it was determined a federal disaster zone. The state of New Jersey determined a federal disaster zone. So there was money that had to be allocated to the residents of the state on how they would get the money. That made everything complex. That then the citizens who own the houses and they had to figure out what the insurance companies were going to pay. And then from the insurance companies getting the money from the city level and the state level, there was fight there. And then what happened after that was, well, even if the guy was had enough ingenuity and gumption to fix a place, he wasn't allowed to fix it. Why? Because he had been the person's house was near water. They had to raise the houses now to build it. And to raise the houses to build it would require permits from the city, from the state. It would have to require a lawyer. It would have to require a planner and an architect to approve of those building permits. And then after all that was said and done, once it was approved, then you actually have to go build it. So if you go there now in parts of New Jersey, there are parts of New Jersey after 2013, we're now in 2015, where there are many, many houses that are still destroyed and still not fixed. So we come to a society where, or a place and time in American society where we can no longer get things fixed. And so what used to be easy for us in our society now has become complex. And so there's a bit of a movement from, I would call it two parts of America. You have a group of people in American society that I would call the producers, and then you have everybody else I would call that works on the government side. On the government side, I would call it that doles out the approval for the producers. So, for example, in this case, to dole out and get the approvals, you'd have to go through the city, you have to go through the state, you have to go through the lawyers, you'd have to go through the county clerk's office, you'd have to go to the county clerk's office and talk to your architect, get the building plans approved, you have to talk to the lawyer to make sure the document was submitted in a proper form. So all this work that has to be done to get a house approved to get built, and you multiply it by a massive amount of money that's taking place all over the country, you realize how much productivity is being sucked out of the private sector by the government sector so that they can get paid. And that's really what it boils down to. The government sector needs to get paid for something as silly as building your own house. So it's not something that that I don't think a lot of people realize that it's happening in the country, but it's happening in greater frequency. I currently now live in Texas, and I used to do business in New Jersey. I had a web development company, and for me to get anything done many times, I would have to open on the license. I'd have to call the state offices to get approval to submit the taxes. It would take me, somewhere in the neighborhood of a day or 2 days to get all the forms filled out, approved, and sent in for the work that I was doing, which is pretty minor in the grand scheme of things. I could never get to the right person. And when I moved to Texas, or when I was thinking about moving to Texas, I should say, I literally could make one phone call and can get to the right area. When I moved to Texas, when I had to submit paperwork for the variety of things that I was doing, I could literally submit it in a day, get it done in a day. You know, it literally took me about an hour to get done. And so my point is that although we are seeing this gumption, how the gunk in the system, there are still places in the United States, such as Texas, that government works. I find it, fascinating that, in the Northeast, it's actually really quite hard to get done. And for example, I'll take something really basic as something like New Jersey. New Jersey is one of the most, I'm sorry, is the most populous state by the amount of people and the amount of square miles in the state. So it's the most densely populated in state in the nation. It also has the most amount of government offices. And what does that mean? So in New Jersey, if you ever drive around, every little town has its own government. And in that government, they have their own mayor, they have their own city council, they have their own public works, they have their own police force. And so New Jersey is littered from town to town to town to town with all these mini little kingdoms that are all trying to get a piece of the action. And the piece of the action is action off of the citizen. So we're left with, again, in many places, and I'm picking on New Jersey, but it's a state that I love and I've lived there. But again, it's something that's taking place all over the country that I think people should have more concern for. And the ironic thing is that I was listening to a speech a couple of weeks ago by a former government official on a finance call, and people were complaining. This is was a call about the state of the government in regards to production in the United States. And one of the points that they made is like, well, she says, you know what, government actually does work. It actually works quite well. And think about it this way. If there is a politician that needs to get something done, and there's a project that needs to get done, the government is very quick to respond and give access and ability and their time and effort to congressmen or senators that they're trying to help out. If, however, you're not in one of those areas where they live, then you're not going to get any help or access from the government. So the point that she was making is that the power of government, or the power of the government, is being used against its own citizens for political gain, economic gain, to dole out favors to people who they want to. New Jersey, getting back to our case that I was saying before, New York and New Jersey, is a state that's always been highly politicized and highly contentious state. And if you think about who's running New Jersey right now, it's Chris Christie, who has political aspirations for the presidency. But the point that I'm driving at here in this example is that the people are the ones that are suffering from this lack of government involvement in doling out the right amount of permits so people can get their houses fixed. And I think that, you know, when people look at this, the political spectrum between right and left, or, you know, right or wrong, they have their own view of who their guy is and who they like. You have to realize at the end of the day, the government was set up by the people to work for the people. And in cases like this, the government should not be used as a weapon against people, and it should be run a lot more efficiently. My fear is, like I said, going down the line, is that I think we've come to a place where government no longer works in the manner that it was intended to. It's a short show for tonight. I just wanted to make that point. I appreciate you, everybody, listening to the show. Please rate us on iTunes, because that really helps us. And please go onto the Facebook fan page for any updates, and like us there. You can find us on facebook.com/ Above the Fray Podcast. Thank you so much for listening today, and we appreciate it.
You've been listening to Above the Fray with Carol Gold and Steve Clark, from politics to the divine. Thanks for being a part of a new way to see the world. Visit our website at AboveTheFrayPodcast.com and like us on our Facebook fan page, Facebook.com/ Above the Fray Podcast. This has been Carol Gold and Steve Clark, taking you always above the fray.